All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today's Tuesday, August 29th, and will we see an end of the month rally, or was yesterday's move just a dead cat bounce? We had some economic reports being released today because it is jobs reports week, and the JOLTS jobs report have been released. We'll take a look at this. We'll take a look at our existing positions and then also possibly at some new. So if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. If you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And I mean, with that said, let's see what's happening. And here we have the chart of the S&P. And if we zoom in a little bit, actually zoom in like this, we see up today. Yay!
Not too bad, not too bad. Yesterday, the back-to-back gains for the S&P, its first two-day advance in the month, and now just blowing through those highs that we had last Thursday. Up nicely. This would be the third day straight that the S&P finishes higher.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the heat map here, I mean, we see that, oh my gosh, especially tech is up today again. NVIDIA up 3%, Google up 3%, Tesla up 4%, Apple up 1.2%. So we clearly see that here, yes, tech up and running.
Tech definitely leading the way, up 1.2%. That's the NASDAQ. And the Dow, positive, but definitely some more interest in tech right now.
Yeah, so let's take a look at this of what's causing it. And this is where we don't have to look too far. We just need to take a look at the economic calendar. And this is where we get an idea of what's happening and what is getting traders excited.
And after a slow start, this move higher today was data driven. There were two reports coming out at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. Central Time, as you show there. And the new buzzword of the week or phrase of the week is going to be stability in the jobs market. With JOLTS jobs coming out.
Right. The JOLTS jobs report introduced during the pandemic. Showing the opening, so JOLTS stands for jobs, what was it? Opening labor turnover statistics. There we go, mm-hmm. Right? And so this basically shows how many open jobs are there for each person looking for employment. And I mean, during the pandemic, at some point, it was a 1, 2, 3. It has scaled back, and this morning, a shock, because market participants were expecting that this is creeping higher, and it came in much lower than expected. And that's what Powell and gang want, because they're still concerned about a tight job market.
Exactly. And so here we have a reading that's the lowest since March of 2021, coming in lower than expected. And Powell would love to see the job market cooling down and settling. And this would potentially provide the Fed with an incentive to either A, not raise rates anymore, or B, drop or cut rates and not hold them elevated for so long.
Yeah. And I mean, the big jobs report is coming out on Friday, but this is where traders try to read tea leaves, and the JOLTS jobs report is one of them. Then tomorrow we have the ADP. Non-employment change, another possible hint, but the big one will be on Friday. And we already talked about it. We also have the core PCE price index on Thursday. That is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. So we will see what happens there on Thursday.
And you also had consumer confidence, Marcus. The consumer confidence index coming in at 106.1 for August. Now, this was a big difference, too, compared to the 116 reading that was expected and the 114 reading we had previously. And again, it's just one more thing. If consumers are optimistic and happy and content, not as worried, then they tend to spend money, right? And when you spend a ton of money because you have a ton of money because jobs are fantastic, that typically leads to inflation sticking around a little bit longer. If investors start to get a little bit worried about maybe that next paycheck or raises they might hold, and that again is going to help the Fed's efforts.
Yeah, and this is why we see this this initial jump there. And I said, yeah, we were off to a low start. We really need to take a look at the interest rate. So here is the 2-year yield. What we see going into the trading session, we were drifting higher, and then just at the jobs report came out, a massive drop from above 5 to right now just above 4.9%. So if you look at the percentages, that is here a drop of right now almost 3 percentage points.
That's pretty significant. This is just, one more piece to the economic puzzle and what the Fed's looking at. But hey, for today, traders liking it.
Yeah. So I mean, let's see if you're going back to, oops, the Powerex Optimizer here, and take a look at what traders are thinking about it when we go to the CME Group tool and see if the probabilities have changed before looking at this. Have you already peaked? Do you know what's happening?
I haven't looked, Marcus.
All right, let's see. So yesterday, just before we look at this, the probabilities of the Fed keeping rates the same was around 80%, and the Fed's raising rates at the next meeting was 20%. Let's see where we stand right now. Yeah, not too surprising. So we do see a change here. Definitely right now. Let's go back up there. Or not. There we go. Right. Okay. So the probabilities that Fed's arc here, that the Fed is keeping rates the same, has gone up to 84.5%.
That would make sense. Again, here you have some data, although it's, again, a minor piece or one more piece to the Fed's puzzle, but you have data supporting a case for the Fed to not keep rates elevated for so long, or at least to not raise it that other quarter percent, which yesterday was getting priced in, looking at probabilities for a hike in November, it was.
Yeah, and this is why I think it's interesting. The probabilities have changed. So right now, traders believe that the Fed will keep rates the same and that the Fed keeps lowering rates as soon as May again. And yesterday it was still that traders were believing that the Fed was keeping rates up until June. And this one we will see the first rate cut. So again, a slight shift. And I mean, there's still a lot of data coming in this week, and we have another 22 days until the next Fed meeting. So a lot can happen, but right now, some excitement in the markets here. Absolutely. I just want to bring up one other chart, Best Buy. So Best Buy reported earnings. Did you see this? Best Buy, I mean, today just having a great day.
Yeah, not too shabby there, beating on earnings and also revenue. So nice little day for Best Buy.
Yeah, I mean, up 6%, almost 5.75%.
Good
Not too
job,
bad.
guys.
All
Hey,
right.
another mover, Marcus, Bitcoin. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Bitcoin and Coinbase.
Whoa, look at this. I mean, Bitcoin up 5%. Do you know what caused this?
Yeah, look at Coinbase too.
Yeah. Whoa, up 15%? What the heck?
So, a court ruled against the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, in a lawsuit with Grayscale. And so, there's this push for a Bitcoin ETF. And with this ruling, it doesn't make it so the ETF is a sure thing, but they've been trying to create a spot Bitcoin ETF that's tracking Bitcoin. And this was a roadblock and a potential hurdle that needed to be overcome. And right now, that's a positive. So, trickling into Coinbase being on the move and Bitcoin being on the move.
Wow. All right. Well, let's take a look at our existing positions and see what is happening here. So we're jumping over to Powerex Optimizer, the wheel analyzer. And first up here, ALB. Let's take a look at this. And ALB, whoa, today, I mean, ALB, Definitely having a nice day. I mean, up 3% right now. Actually, yeah, it's 3%. Whoa.
Not bad at all. Really just break it through those highs. We have the 192.50 calls that we rolled from last week. Got a real nice credit on those, bringing down our break even by $2.60 right now, above 195, which is the next strike that we were looking at maybe rolling to. Still a little early in the week to be looking at rolls, but hey, impressive move for ALB today.
Yeah, we'll see. So if by Friday afternoon we'll stay above 192.50, our shares are getting called away. We'll keep the whole premium. That is fine. If we are dropping below, our calls expire worthless. We still own the shares and can sell calls again. Or again, a third possibility is that we can roll. And I mean, as I said, I mean, there's too much time value right now in the calls that we sold for this week, so we have to wait until probably Thursday or Friday. And then we can take a look at possible roles.
Looking good though.
All right, looking good. Talking about looking good, CSIQ, we were talking about it with our mastermind members this morning, where we said, well, CSIQ, we got assigned at 35 and it dropped more than we anticipated. And we were almost joking about it, where we say, hey, we could use a V-shaped recovery. And then it seems that CSIQ heard us and decided, okay, that's what you want. I mean, today, up 4.59%. So far, really good day for CSIQ.
Yeah, this is looking, I mean, we still have a ways to go, but up 4.5%, and really some of that downside that we saw after earnings, getting erasing those days after earnings, the dip there, and getting back into where we were trading with that earnings reaction. So I'll take it. I'll take it.
Hey, absolutely. No complaints there. All right. Next on the list, NEE, NextEra Energy. That's another one that we own. And this is where we got assigned at 69.50. We've been trading sideways here. Today, a drop, even though the overall market is up. But we are seeing a slight drop here of around 1.2% or 84 cents. What's happening here?
Well, this drop is a little exaggerated. There's definitely a move lower, and it is a down day. But today was ex-dividend day, which means that shareholders on record are entitled to the dividend payment, which was 47 cents approximately. And you can expect the stock to drop by 47 cents on that ex-dividend date. Now, for other factors or other reasons, the stock could move higher or even lower, but 47 cents of that 82 cents could be attributed to that dividend payment. A little
Yeah.
bit lower nonetheless.
And again, shareholders on record as of this morning's opening are entitled to the dividend. That's us.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So that's not bad at all because this is something that will be paid mid-September. So we have around 3 weeks. But even if we sell the stock right now, we just had to have it holding into the opening as of this morning. We could sell it now, we could get called away. So everything's fine here. So not complaining, and this will lower our break even by another 47 cents.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next on the list, PNC. And also today, PNC having a better day than the last few days.
Yeah, I'd like to see this back above 120. I think we can drift up towards 124, 125 without a whole lot of effort. It's still a ways away from my cost basis of 136. But I'll take this move higher up. What's that? 1.1%, 1.2%.
1.1% approximately, yeah.
Yeah, so kind of in line with the overall market.
All right. So let's talk about new trades. And hey, by the way, if you find this helpful, do us a favor, give us a like. This way we know that this is helpful for you. And that's why we are doing the show. So yesterday, Mark, we talked about a few trades and said, okay, which of the trades did we take? Which one did we take?
Well, I'll be honest, my favorite trade for today and yesterday was UPS, but I did not pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger because yesterday we had an up day, And just as a general rule of thumb, I like the idea of selling calls on up days, selling puts on down days, right? It can be a little uncomfortable when the market's down and you're selling puts, but I think that that is a nice way to take advantage of fear in the market and indecision and boost your profits. So on an up day, yeah, the premium was there, but I was holding off because I have one slot available and I want to make it count. I want to make it a really good trade. And we just ended up pushing higher for UPS. But the premium was there this morning too.
I mean, it was available at 167.50, the put, and that's where we are looking at. But I agree. I mean, with a strong up day like this, we might as well wait for a down day because the S&P 500 I mean, pretty much all months we talked about this. Let me switch back to there, to the S&P 500 because it's really super interesting on a daily chart. So the whole month, the S&P 500 has been flip-flopping. Up day, down day. Up day, down day. Yesterday, for the first time in August, the S&P had 2 consecutive winning days. This is something that hasn't happened all August. So this is why we were thinking maybe there's a little bit more consolidation right now. Traders are liking it. But as we said, we do have some more major reports coming up this week, especially on Thursday and Friday.
Exactly. And so if there was something that looked great yesterday or this morning, I would have been happy to get into it. But it looked okay. I mean, it was a solid trade, but because of the economic calendar, you never know. Are we going to get some upside or are we going to get another big drop? And if there is a big drop, then there's going to be some great premium, maybe even at a lower strike.
Exactly, because also the VIX this morning, I mean the VIX, the fear index now trading below 15, down another almost 4%. So this is why there's not too much premium in there. We might as well wait until we see a little bit of a down day. See on a 5-minute chart, the Dow is up, pulling back right now, trying to go back up. So just seeing of what's happening here right now, the S&P attacking the highs of the day. And the Nasdaq trading at highs of the day. The Nasdaq clearly the winner. We were looking at the heat map here where all of the tech stocks are up. So the Nasdaq are up 1.4%, leading the pack today.
And I think this is where you could be mindful of your overall portfolio, right? If things were really quiet and I had 5 open slots and I was looking for a trade, I would be fine being a little more aggressive, adding UPS. But because I have one slot open, I don't feel the need to force it.
I think we're doing good. And hey, let us know if this helps you by simply clicking on like. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing to the channel because we do this every day. So this way you can follow along as we are showing you what trades we're taking, what we are doing in our portfolio, and what we are thinking about the overall market situation. Anyhow, hope this helps. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.